You just heard a rebroadcast of a past live WGXC show.
I'm Tanasia.
I'm Lila.
And I'm Badila. And we're
the Perfect 10 after school. And we love to be a part of WGXC Acra 90.7 FM, celebrating creative community radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
El patrocinio de WGXC es proporcionado en parte por la Asociación Olana, presentando el tercer jueves de cada mes un día de visitas guiadas y concluyendo con el programa artístico Melodías con Paisajes. Los visitantes pueden experimentar sonidos globales mientras contemplan los paisajes del Valle de Hudson. Este mes, Mariachi Citali se presentará el jueves 17 de julio.
Praise the Lord. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and you're listening to WTXC 90.7 FM, Acra Hudson in Catskill, New York. And so, beloved, we are here, and I don't know why we're not hearing the music this morning. We are working on that because this is where you get the music with the message. And I did not intend to spend the entire time talking about things that are going on. And maybe that's what I'm supposed to do. We'll see. We're going to try this again. Thank you. All right, beloved. All right, then. Well, it is going to be what it is. And, interesting. I said, you know what? People come, they need to hear a song. They need to hear some music, the universal language. And so we were going to just, you know, say a few things and then open up with a wonderful lineup of music and then come back with our spiritual social commentary. But I guess it's supposed to be different today, and it's going to be what it's going to be. So, hallelujah, beloved. I want to greet you in the mighty name of Jesus our Christ and welcome you to the bright side. There's a bright side somewhere. Yes, beloved, there is a bright side somewhere. Right now, right here, is with me on WGXC because we have an opportunity to pray. We have an opportunity to focus on the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We have an opportunity to share some uplifting thoughts, the Word of God. And, you know, we need God. If we've never needed Him before, we sure do need Him now. I'm often reminded, beloved, of something the Lord put in my spirit back in 2016, that there would be true Trump terms, and also that 2025 was going to be not really good. Come on here, somebody. Would it be the beginning of a tribulation period? Well, we're certainly in a tribulation period. Hallelujah. Is it the biblical tribulation period that precedes the apocalypse and all of that stuff? I'm not sure, but it kind of points in that direction. But nevertheless, one of the things, my takeaways, is that God was saying that I see, I know, and I care. Amen. You know, and so we are here, beloved. I think that's the bright side in all of this, is that God sees, knows, and cares. He gave us warning. He gave us chance. He gave us time. He gives us His Word so we don't have to stumble around in darkness. But by the light of His Word, we can walk this journey. And so I give God praise this morning, beloved. Hallelujah. Ah, my Lord, I just concerned and pray for you and others who are hearing these things, and it's tripping you out, it's distressing you and discouraging you, and people are being depressed and they're despairing and they're perplexed, and hallelujah, praying that God will say something that will uplift your heart, give you hope, let you know that we're not helpless. Let us know that God is ultimately in control with a master plan. Hallelujah. Amen. Before I go even further into that, though, I want to take an opportunity to say, welcome to summer, beloved. Amen. The summer of 2025. It began on Friday, and we are giving God thanks. He brought us safely through the spring season of 2025. My prayer and hope was that the summer of 2025 would be better than the spring of 2025. And in the miraculous things and ways of God, it can still be so. Hallelujah. It can still be so. Even if it's better in terms of helping us with our relationship with God and with others. Praise the Lord. Even our relationship with ourselves. Hallelujah. It can be better in this summer season than it was in the spring. Amen. So I praise and thank God for bringing us into summer, and I commit my summer, and I invite you to join me and commit this summer to God. Lord, have your way in my life. Have your way, God. Let me get myself out the way. Hallelujah. Lord, let your plans for my life come into purpose and intentional pursuit in my mind and in my activities, God. Hallelujah. With your plans for my life are for good and not for evil. They are with a purpose. They are with a future. They are with a hope. They are with a desired end. This is, amen, your plan for my life. Hallelujah. According to the word of God. And you know what he say? In the word that he honors his word, even above his name. Can you get your head around that? Hallelujah. That the word of God is so important to God that he honors that even above his name. He wants us to walk according to his word. Hallelujah. That we can get to those better places. Praise be to God. I want to thank God for that and for the summer season getting a little bit hot. We're getting a lot of rain. Seems sometimes like we're in Florida. Amen. It just starts to rain even in the middle of a beautiful sunny day. But we're taking it, praise God, and we're not complaining at all. I thank God for the rain and the refreshing. I want to also say thank you, God. We celebrated Juneteenth here in the of Hudson. There were so many activities going on. I want to shout out to the counties that continue to support Juneteenth activities all over our nation. I want to thank God for all of the organizations that put their hand to the plow for the Juneteenth celebrations. I want to thank those who came out and supported with their presence and their contribution even to our effort, our annual Juneteenth at the Rothermel Park. I want to give a shout out and a thank you to Mrs. Elena Mosley, Mr. Warren Applegate, and the Columbia County Historic Society. They are the ones who introduced me to the colored people's burial site there at the Rothermel Park. And we've been going there since, hallelujah, each Juneteenth to celebrate and remember that all over this land, there are people who helped build this country. They were brought over as chattel slaves to work in the fields and to work in the industries. Some made inventions that lightened their workload, that helped their work to be even better. And so many of the things that we have, that we use, that we take for granted, were actually inventions of formerly or enslaved people. And so I give God thanks as we remember Juneteenth and we read the Emancipation Proclamation and we put flowers down at the tombstones of 16 people buried on this lot that we know there are hundreds more in that sacred ground. One of the people I was talking to, I said, you know, when we talk about slavery in America, several hundred years of slavery, and of course a codified, legalized slavery, and then the Civil War where, you know, people died to end slavery, to free slaves. People say, well, that was not the intent of the war initially. It was to save the Union, and hallelujah, if they could save the Union and let the people keep some of their slaves, it would have been okay. But you know, the South wanted to succeed. You know, they wanted to say, heck with y'all Northerners. We don't want it. And so then it bust out into full-blown slavery, and they went all head hog in, and slaves were freed. But it took 2.5 years. People were still breaking the law, keeping slaves, because they didn't want to give up their free laborers. And so, hallelujah, we know this history. But whoever thinks about where the people who died were buried all over this land. So even though there are just 16 headstones there, we know that that represents so many more, and it gives us the opportunity to reflect on the people who helped build this nation. And then also, by extension, people all over this globe who were in the Western Hemisphere deposited in the Caribbean, in the Danish and Dutch countries and the British kingdom, you know, all over this globe. Praise be to God. So, yeah, thank you all for, you know, coming out. Thank you for keeping that holiday as a light in our nation that shines light on a dark past. And allows us to know that we can overcome anything. If we overcame that, we can overcome anything, and we are better together. Friday was World Refugee Day. Did you know that? I didn't know that. Oh, I didn't remember it. I know there's such a thing, but it escaped me. And, you know, I try to look up online what the national days are, the historical days are, and somehow that one got past me. But I was grateful to hear about World Refugee Day and what the Pope Leo the 14th did, and the newly consecrated Bishop Prom in California, what he did and what they did in calling Catholic clergy and ministers and lay leaders to accompany immigrants to court on World Refugee Day. Amen. The reports in one a news reporter's article was that it was like the parting of the Red Sea. They said it had been the custom that when the immigrants would come to court, they would get letters to tell them they have to come to court, or they had already scheduled court dates, that they would have to go to court, and they would go in fear and trepidation, because many times people would be taken, apprehended, and then disappeared, not even giving a call to their family members. Amen. A very, very traumatic process. Massed ICE guards would be present. And then, they rolled tape in this one situation that I was watching, beloved. They rolled the tape and showed where the ICE people followed the woman into a bathroom. And come on here, somebody. Woman went in the bathroom to do her business, came out, and they were there waiting for her, and then followed her into the bathroom again. My God. And about 8 to 10 ICE agents for one woman? Oh my God. What are we doing? What are we doing? Because Bishop Prom and other ministers were present, they said it was like the parting of the Red Sea, and that the ICE just left. Nobody got detained. Come on here, somebody. People had their court dates rescheduled and had time to, get more. The due process, to have due process. Amen. That's a big thing that we're talking about right now in some circles. And in too many circles, it's not part of the conversation. But the whole thing about due process, that habeas corpus, that you get to have charges. You get to find out what those charges are. You get a chance to have representation. You get a chance to tell your story, show your evidence. You get a chance to notify your family. They get a chance to ask how you're doing. Can they see you? What are the charges? All of these things are habeas corpus and provided under the Constitution. And so what has been happening over these several months is that people are being denied habeas corpus. And then there's this whole debate and conversation about, well, if they're here and they're not here legally, then they're not entitled. But the Constitution doesn't really say that, right? And, it says all persons. And it's interesting because in some parts of the Constitution, it refers to all citizens. And then in some parts, it refers to all persons, as in the right of habeas corpus. And so these, the Bishop Prom and others, they came to ensure that the people who were appearing would have the right of habeas corpus. And they said that the ICE agents disappeared. Hallelujah. Amen. And so, now they're putting something in place that that ministers will accompany immigrants who have to appear. They will accompany them to their court of hearings, and just a way of trying to make sure that we hold the values that built and framed the country that we've been working towards for the last couple of hundred years to make them apply these ideals that make democracy democracy, and that have been a beacon and a light for other countries to choose the democratic way, the democratic process, and the values, and these are the things that are being done, and it's just encouraging to know that the faith community recognizes the role that we can play. Hallelujah, that we are, amen, not helpless people in this nation, that we have help, and our help is from God. They said that the ice ages didn't even want to come near the bishop. Come on here, somebody. Thank you, God, for Bishop Prom and Pope Leo the 14th. Those are some of the things that shows there's a bright side, hallelujah, in all of this darkness. There's some light that shines, hallelujah, and it shines bright. And we are also shining the light on the power of prayer, beloved. We need to pray. In 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 14, the word of God says, "If my people called by my name will humble themselves, turn from their wicked ways and seek my face, that I will hear their prayers in heaven. I will forgive their sins. If my people call by my name," because my people call by my name, pray. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, we join, and we don't often agree with, I don't know if I've ever agreed with her before, but Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, she said, we have to pray for our troops. We have to pray for our men and women in the military, our people, our persons in the military all over the world, and especially those in the Middle East. We have to pray, beloved. I mean, I don't know if you know, because I'm not going to take it for granted that you do. Maybe you didn't hear the news yesterday or haven't seen a headline today, but hallelujah. Yesterday, America, under the order of the 47th president, dropped bombs on Iran, 3 bombs on their nuclear facilities to take out their nuclear capabilities. And they, you know, of course, the Iran leaders pledged the retaliation. Amen. So, you know, we need to pray. They said specifically, there's 40 to 50,000 troops, military personnel in the Middle East, and they're targets now, as well as they said, Americans are targets now. And interestingly enough, and by the leading of God last week on our Tuesday afternoon talk show, we had someone from the terror assessment management team here in Columbia County talked to us about an alert that had been given from the Department of Homeland Security to Americans. And so we had a segment last Tuesday on our talk show to talk about the things that they were warning us of and the things that they were suggesting that we do in light of the heightened tensions between Israel and Iran. Well, the tensions are heightened even the more with Iran and America. You know, if you look at a map, beloved, you have Iran, which is many times bigger in geography. I'm not sure the population size and how much bigger that is, but it's many times bigger than Iraq on one hand and Afghanistan on the other. And we were in a war with Iraq, one of our longest wars in Afghanistan, and we didn't win that, beloved. We did not win that. And many lives were lost. Many billions of dollars were spent. And the Taliban and folks, they still went on in there and did what they did. You know, so here we are back with Iran, and so our troops and our military, they need our prayers. Their families need our prayers, and then we have to pray for one another. One of the things I was thinking about also today is how we've been here with the Revolutionary War, the Civil War, you know, the world wars and civil rights uprisings. We've been here through a global pandemic just a couple of years ago, and these kinds of things, they kind of bring us together as Americans. 9-1-1, you know, comes to mind as well, and so there's a bright side. If there's a bright side, is that it can help us overcome all of this division and disunity and discord. Families that have been broken up since November, where family members are not speaking to one another because how they voted. You know, we have an opportunity here to come together again and to say that, you know what, we are in this thing together. I'm going to look out for you. You look out for me. Come on, we're going to look out for our families, our communities, our neighborhoods. We're going to do what we need to do to make it through. Amen, somebody, to make it through. Stop the infighting. Stop the backbiting. And we got to come together as we, because what the words say and the old folks used to teach us, together we stand and divided we fall. So praise be to God, beloved. We have an opportunity. We have a chance. We have a choice. Amen. Hallelujah. Are they going to respond in 8 days, 24 days? How will they respond? I don't know. I won't say what I think. But I do know, hallelujah, that God has given us power. And I'm not talking about military might, because the war against evil is not fought with bullets and guns. Mm-mm. There's an enemy that we see, and then there's an enemy we don't see. There is a war going on in the natural and in the spiritual. And we have spiritual weapons to fight. We have spiritual weapons with which to fight. Amen. And so, hallelujah, there's another light in that darkness for us to hold on to. Somebody gave us a song as a child. I don't know if you ever heard that song. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine everywhere I go. I'm going to let it shine. Jesus gave it to me, and I'm going to let it shine. Yes, beloved, let that light shine. Oh, my God, the Jesus light, the light of Jesus that lights in the midst of darkness, beloved. Hallelujah. What does that light look like? It looks like love. It looks like compassion. It looks like patience. It looks like long-suffering. It looks like endurance. It looks like seeking the good. Hallelujah. It looks like overcoming evil with good. Amen, somebody. And these characteristics and the abilities are not really innate to us in our human fallen nature, but by the Spirit of God working in us, the fruit of the Spirit taking root in our lives and bearing fruit in our lives, people can taste and see that the Lord is good. And that shines light. Amen. So even the more in these days, in the days that are coming, let us determine, let us be intentional, let us be purposeful about letting our light shine. Hallelujah. You know, it's easy to be mean and nasty and hateful. That's easy. That's basic. That's elementary. You know, you ever see a baby get upset? As soon as they get upset, they want to lash out. They want to hit you. They want to push you. They make a face. They go and pout, you know. Hallelujah. It takes them a little minute to get it together where they can return to their joy and return to being sweet little babies, right? Well, we're not babies on this line today. Amen. And even the young people, many young people are more mature than some of the elders, to tell the truth. Amen. We're not going to be lashing out at each other, and we're not going to be, you know, mean and nasty and pushing each other away. That's not the light of Christ shining, beloved. So we want to let our light shine. A little bit more patient, you know. The grace of God is sufficient, and an amazing grace that saves a wretch like me. I can extend grace to you too. Praise be to God. And if we can extend grace to one another in this country, we can let that light shine, beloved. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, that is a prayer that we ought all to be praying. We're in this together. Let us come together as Americans. Let us look out for one another. Let us be helpful. Let us be respectful. Let us be kind. Amen. You know, one of the things that really is impressive, if you will, is that when Jesus was crucified on that cross and he had been tortured all night long, he had been talked about, his name dragged through the mud, he had been lied on by the very people he helped. He had been rejected. They turned their backs on him to save themselves. He said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they do. Amen. That's the grace. That's the grace. And yes, sometimes people don't know what they do. And if they did know, they would do better. Amen. They may think they know. But if they knew who they was messing with, they just leave you alone. Am I right about it? Listen, this is Pastor Kim, and you are listening to WGXC ACRA, WGXC 90.7 FM, WGXC.org. And this is our summertime fundraising season. Yes, beloved, there is a fundraising effort going on, and it's titled Ripples Make Waves. Ripples Make Waves. And we're looking to raise 250 new donors in this season of fundraising. And we invite you to check us out. You can go to WGXC 90.7 FM and you can call in. You can send a donation in. You can go online to WGXC.org and hit / to donate. We're looking to raise $20,000, and we're looking for 250 donors to do that, new donors, and those who are faithful donors and who have been supporting this station. We ask that you might consider increasing the level of your donation during this time, because we know ripples make waves. Yes, they do. Check us out at WGXC.org /donate and make that donation today. How about that? Make your want known today. We are so grateful to have the opportunity to be on the airwaves to you and hopefully to encourage you a little bit, hopefully to let you know that we are not helpless because our help comes from the Lord, the maker of the heavens and the earth. And he has already told us in the Word of God. He told us to study to show yourself approved that you can rightly divide the Word of God. Amen. That we could know, hallelujah, and not be tossed to and fro. And so I thank God for the Word because it truly does that for me. I remember, beloved, when as a child I would go to church and I would listen to the preachers. It didn't mean anything to me. I wasn't impressed unless, you know, it was, you know, done in such a way as to be entertaining. But as I got older and began to get into the Word and seek the Word for myself, I began to realize that, you know what, this stuff is powerful. This stuff works. It works if you work it. And sometimes it doesn't seem that way, but that's where trusting God comes in. Amen. Trusting God comes in. One of my favorite songs is, I trust in God, my Savior. I trust in God. Hallelujah. The one who never fails. Who never fails. Yes, beloved. We got to trust God going through all of these things. Well, you know what? I have some thoughts that I also wanted to include in my remarks this morning. And let me also say that I'm going in a kind of different direction because when I was first working on what I wanted to share this morning, I knew that I was going to talk about some of the political things that, you know, are affecting our society. This is our spiritual social commentary time, right? And so I knew that I wanted to talk about some of those things, and you know, chief among them in concern for me and so many is what's happening with the cuts, or as a result of the budget cuts that were passed. And because, you know, some of us are not facing the effects directly, or yet it's sort of like just getting past us. People who are immediately and directly affected, they already know, right? If you lost your job and you're not able to keep up your rent or your mortgage, you're worried about, you know, health care, buying your prescription medications for you or your family. If you're worried about, you know, your car note and falling behind and your credit payments and things like that, you already know what's going on, right? If you're still have a job, but because the number of staff have been slashed by 50% or more, and now 20 people are doing the work that 100 people used to do, you already know. If you were not cut or slashed or laid off or fired, and you see folks who are saying the heck with it and walking away from the job and reducing the number of staff even the more, then you already know. If you are a business person and you're not able to import the products that you need to manufacture the things that you manufacture, you already know, right? But there are people who don't, you know, getting pinched at the gas tank or being pinched at the supermarket checkout. You know, that's things that hurts, but, it's like, okay, you know, I'm buying fewer groceries or different groceries. I'm using more coupons. I'm making it, right? But then as the shelves get barer and as prices continue to increase, then you begin to know. When your child gets sick or your family member or yourself gets sick and you're told that a clinical trial that would have helped you is no longer available, a health center that was in your community had to close because they didn't have the staff, a natural disaster, we're in hurricane and tornado season and the weather, climate change, weather patterns are changing, and, you know, disasters happen, and then there's no FEMA money, there's no FEMA staff, then you do know. I knew I was going to talk about, and then, you know, the Iran thing happens, you know, and I'm like, my God. Where do I go? So, you know what? I just went to the message, to thinking about the message, and the message that I had before the bombs dropped over there, I was listening to one of the congressional interviews with the Department of Human Health and Human Services head. Before I listened to all that stuff, I had a word, I had a message that I wanted to talk about, I wanted to share, and that's where I'm going to go. And it was titled, Prepared to Meet God. It was titled, Prepared to Meet God. And so that's what I want to talk about for a couple of minutes in my social spiritual commentary. I have a couple of points that I want to point you to. All right? In Amos chapter 4 and verse 12, in the Word of God, the Holy Bible, it says, prepare to meet your God, O Israel. Prepare to meet your God. The admonition to prepare to meet God, it comes up a few times in the Word of God. Have you thought about that? The call to prepare to meet God is a solemn but yet a hope-filled invitation in the Scriptures. We gather in worship on Sunday mornings, and we stand at the edge of life's final breath, or even if we're thinking about facing the great and terrible day of judgment, we are called to be ready, beloved. Hallelujah. There was a sister, God bless the dead, and I just remember her, Sister Mary Welch, and she would always say, don't be getting ready, be ready. Amen. Don't be getting ready, be ready. Be prepared to meet God. Be prepared to meet God in worship, beloved. We often think of preparation in terms of eternity, But let us not overlook today. We can prepare to meet God in worship experiences. And last week, one of the sisters on our prayer ministry line, Reverend Suzette, she leads the prayer watch on Friday mornings, and she said, with giving God thanks, and thank God for turning the phone line into a worship line. Amen. And you can gather and worship God in your car. You can gather and worship God by Zoom. You can gather and worship God over conference call phone lines. You can worship God in community centers and movie theaters, in churches big or in cathedrals big, in churches small. But when we come to worship God, do we come expecting to meet God there? Hallelujah. You know, somebody said the worship is our weekly rehearsal. Praise be God for glory. It's a weekly rehearsal for our residency in glory, I would say. Psalm 95 and verse 6 says, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. Yes, beloved. And Psalm 22 and 3 tells us that God inhabits the praises of his people. He hangs around people that praise him. Amen. Prepare to meet God in worship. When we assemble for worship service, even this is a time of worship. We play music. We sing songs. We pray to God. We come together in his name. And when we come and assemble for worship service, beloved, amen, if we're hurried and distracted or indifferent, we don't get that experience of meeting God. But if we come reverently, if we come understanding that we are presenting ourselves in the presence of the sovereign of the universe, God of all gods, Lord of all lords, King of all kings, as he's identified in 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 15, and Revelations chapter 17 and verse 13, and in Revelation 19 and 16, if we have a mind that this is the sovereign God of the universe, hallelujah, and we come reverently, we're setting the atmosphere to meet God there. Praise be to God. In Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 16, it tells us that we can come boldly to the throne of grace and find mercy and find grace and find help in the time of need. James chapter 4 and verse 8 says, come close to God and God will come close to you. Yes, beloved, wash your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, for your loyalty is divided between God and the world. He tells us, amen, to get close to God and he will draw close to us. How about that, beloved? We can meet up with God, beloved. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Hallelujah. What a beautiful, powerful, transformative experience it is when we get into the presence of God. Oh, my God. Nothing like being in the presence of the Lord in worship, beloved, and feeling his presence and the move of God. He breaks those chains of addiction, those chains of low self-esteem, those chains of lack of self-confidence, those chains of that bind us to the mistakes and the abuses and the missed opportunities of the past. Hallelujah. It's transformative to be close to God. Prepare to meet God in worship. We can prepare by confessing our sin and receiving the cleansing power of God's grace as he washes us through his word. Amen. In his word, he tells us that he casts our sins into the sea of forgetfulness and he remembers them no more. And folks are walking around here carrying this luggage behind them of all these sins, and folks are always throwing their sins past up in their face, and all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, the Bible tells us. So God has made a way for us to be renewed and restored in a right relationship with him through the sacrifice of his son who came from glory to be our salvation story. Hallelujah. Who wouldn't worship a God like that? He loves us like that. We can prepare for worship and confessing our sin and receiving a cleansing by God's grace. We can worship and prepare for worship by being grateful. Hallelujah. Expressing gratitude for His grace. Praise be to God. And not only being recipients of His grace, but being vessels of His grace. Extending His grace. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Somebody told me yesterday, so, oops, I did it again. I went off. Amen. Hallelujah. But beloved, all I have to do is remember the grace that God has shown me, and that helps me to show grace unto you. Praise be to God. I love this way of living. But let me tell you, the before Christ came could have went off. Hallelujah. But in Christ, I remember the amazing grace of God, beloved. Yes, we prepare to worship God as we express our gratitude for His grace. And then when we come expecting to meet Him, hallelujah, you know, some folks come and they expect to hear a good word from the preacher. That's what they come looking for. That's what they seek after. They expect to, hear a good choir song and, their favorite soloist or praise team or music ministry. Yeah, they come expecting, hallelujah, maybe to get some food after service, amen, a good meal. Hallelujah. Or expecting to, socialize and see some people that they hadn't seen since they were together last assembled. They come prepared to do those things. But how about we prepare to meet God in worship? Yes, beloved. That's the transformative power of worship experience. We can prepare to meet God in other people. Dr. Gina Stewart, she's the first woman and the first African-American woman to pastor an American Baptist church in Memphis, Tennessee. And she's the pastor, the senior pastor of the Christ Missionary Baptist Church there. And she said, to prepare to meet God is not only about the moment we leave this life, but about how we live this life. We meet God every day in the face of our neighbor, in acts of justice, in worship. The question is, are we prepared for the encounter? Yes, beloved. Amen. We can prepare to meet God. If you live every day prepared to meet God, you will not be shaken by the uncertainty of life or death. You can worship with passion. You can love with purpose and walk in peace. Preparation is not an event. It is a lifestyle of surrender. I think that's Bishop T.D. Jakes who said that. Beloved, let us not delay, but today is the day of salvation. Let us prepare to meet God. How about that, beloved? Amen. Prepared to meet God. Ah, thank you, Jesus, for God, our Savior, Christ, our Redeemer, Christ, our brother. And I can see in you the glory of our King. A songwriter said, I love you with the love of the Lord. I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of our King. Oh, yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 27 says, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Now, don't get it twisted. It is specifically talking about and to people who have received Christ in their lives. And so Christ in you is the hope of glory. I can love you with the love of the Lord because I can see in you the glory of the King, the light of God, the light of Christ. I met a beautiful woman yesterday at an event, and shout out, happy birthday, 16th birthday, Serenity, a beautiful celebration for you. And I was talking to a beautiful family member there, and we were talking about, hallelujah, how we can have the light of God in us. And she said, I know I have the light of God in me. Amen. You know, we can prepare to meet God by meeting God in other people and being prepared for those encounters. You can prepare to meet God at the end of our lives, beloved. Are you ready to meet Him? Hallelujah. If He calls for you or if He comes for you. In Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 27, it reminds us, it is appointed unto people once to die, and after that, the judgment. None of us knows the hour of our departure from this life, whether old or young. The Word of God says in James chapter 4, verse 14, that life is but a vapor. But a follower of Jesus can face death not with fear, but with faith. Jesus said in John chapter 14 and 1, do not let your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms, and I am going to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you may be where I am. Amen. Hallelujah. So, amen. What does that say to us? It says, prepare to meet God at the end of life. You don't have to be afraid, beloved. You can have faith. Amen. What Jesus said. Hallelujah. In 2 Timothy 4 and 7, 8, Paul says, I fought the good fight. I finished the race. I kept the faith. And henceforth, there's laid up for me a crown. Praise be to God. Hey, we got something to look forward to. Death is not a period. It's a comma. Hallelujah. The scriptures tell us, and many religious expressions believe, that we are immortal souls. Hallelujah. We have eternal destinations. Praise be to God. And we can make our destination safe and secure in salvation through Jesus Christ, who said, I went to go and prepare a place for you. I'll come back for you and take you where I am. So we can prepare for life end. And it means that, and we have trusted in Jesus as our Savior and Lord. Hallelujah. We have lived a life worthy of him in daily repentance and faith. And that we have loved God and loved others as he told us and taught us and showed us, fulfilling his purpose for us in our generation. Hallelujah, beloved. Amen. Thank you, God. So, praise be to God. We can prepare to meet God at the end of life. And then, beloved, there's another preparation we need to be ready for, and that is to meet God in judgment, on the judgment day. Yes, beloved, because there's going to come a time, according to the Bible, that we will all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 10, it says, for some this will be a day of dread, for others a day of joy. Revelation 20 speaks of the great white throne, where books will be opened and the book of life will be opened, and those names that are written in the Lamb's book of life will enter eternal life with God. How can we be prepared for that day? By being clothed in Christ and his righteousness. Hallelujah. That we can be brought into the family of God, and the righteousness that is of Christ, God ascribes that unto us, beloved. Hallelujah. That he exchanges, there's an exchange made, our old sinful garments for a robe of righteousness. Praise be to God. That we can, hallelujah, be prepared for that day of judgment by living a life that bears fruit that's worthy of what Christ has done for us. Praise be to God. We are free moral agents. So being free from the power of sin and death, do I keep on sinning? Heaven forbid. Amen. But this life and new life in Christ, praise be to God. We may not be sinless, but we can sin less. Yes, beloved. Amen. We can get ready for the judgment day. We long for his appearing. Paul talks about that in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 8. Ah, beloved, hallelujah. We can be prepared to meet God in worship today. We can be prepared to meet God at life's end in peace. And we can be prepared to meet God on judgment day in triumph. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Having prepared, we can live daily in joyful expectation and ready to meet our God. So, beloved, prepare to meet your God. This is not a message of condemnation, but a message of invitation. Because right now, Hallelujah. If God is calling on your heart and calling to your soul in readiness, if you've not yet trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, you can do it today. You can say, come, Lord Jesus, come into my life. Come into my heart. Hallelujah. If you know your heart is not prepared, your worship has grown cold, your life is out of alignment, today is the time to return to God. If you need salvation, if you need to rededicate your life to Christ, if you want to be prepared for life's end and the great day of the Lord, you can come to Jesus now. Hallelujah. He's ready to meet you just as you are. He's willing to help you. Hallelujah. This is my spiritual social commentary for today. Praise be unto God. Hallelujah. I love it. I love it. I love it. Well, beloved, it's about that time. I apologize. I'm not sure what happened in terms of getting that music pumping today, but you know, things happen on live radio. And I'm glad I had this time just to chop it up with you a little bit. I hope you get encouraged. I hope that you know that God is sovereign of the universe. He's given us dominion and authority in the earth, but he's sovereign in the universe. You can't blame God for the things that man does in the earth, where he's given us dominion, responsibility. But hallelujah, he's also said, I'm with you, I won't leave you, I won't forsake you. I'll help you if you call on me. I'll answer. If you wait on me, you'll see me move. Hallelujah, you'll see me move. I want to say happy birthday, June babies. If you've had a birthday this month or will have a birthday this month, I pray that and hope that your next revolution around the sun will be a winning one. Amen. And happy anniversary to all you June lovers celebrating your anniversaries this month. This is Pastor Kim, and I'm your perpetual optimist, a founding pastor of Overcomer Ministries, an international church, the church beyond church walls. Yes, we are. And you can find out more about our ministry at www.allmychurch.com. I also want to remind anybody out there that feels that you're alone, you're disconnected, you're isolated. If you're sick and or shut in, you don't get to get out much. If you just feel lost and lonely, if you feel confused or depressed and stressed, that you're grieved and bereaved, that we are praying for you. God has not forgotten you, and he's not forsaken you. He'll always forgive you. He'll never forget you, and we don't forget you. We're praying for you. No matter how dark the clouds may be hanging over your life, hallelujah, the sun is still there, and the sun's light still shines, right? There is a bright side somewhere, beloved. You hang in there. Don't quit in the dip. You hang in there until your change comes. Amen. Hallelujah. Want to remind people that there is going to be the Democratic Party primaries this week here in the city of Hudson. There are primaries going on. I believe early voting ends today. Gives them an opportunity to set up for, you know, getting the machines, everything in place in the different polling wards, voting wards rather. And so if you're a resident of the city of Hudson or wherever you live in Columbia County, the only primaries that I saw on the website, but you can go and look at your Board of Election website wherever you live to see if there are any primaries going on in this season. All right. So if there is, we have learned the necessity of voting, especially in these midterm elections. These primaries are for some seats that will be voted on in November. We have some of those people say, oh, 2026. Well, there are some elections that are going on now, beloved. And you want to be mindful of that and do what, you know, you are led to do. Amen. An informed voter is a powerful voter. So we encourage you to find out what's going on in your community and get good information, not disinformation or misinformation. Amen. I want to shout out the mayor of the city of Hudson and his opponent, Mr. Ferris, for a robust debate that was held. Thanks to also the superintendent of the city of Hudson School District opening up the doors at the auditorium there last week. And that was a powerful experience. And thank God for my guest that I had on the Tuesday afternoon show. Well, beloved, it's almost time for me to get up out of here. Hallelujah. But listen, remember never to forget that God loves you. I don't care what it look like, sound like,